senior teen camp was last week, and we took 18 students and 3 leaders, I believe, to camp. Forgive me. Becky's back there going, yes. It was Becky Alt's very first time going to senior teen camp. No, we did not scare her away, so praise God. So for some of you, I've been going to camp since I was 7, and I've been helping out at camps ever since I was old enough. So there was probably a good 10 years in a row where I would go to senior teen camp as a student, and I would return a week later as a staff at junior teen, and then I would return 2 days later as a staff at kids camp. And then one time, there's a family camp right afterwards. So I've been to Glacier Bible Camp so much. And so it's very special to my heart. And so I just want to give you a little window of what it really is. Because sometimes we're like, yeah, camp was great. Send your kid. Bye. And you're like, what is this camp? Glacier Bible Camp has been there longer than anyone here is alive, I believe. Yep, okay. So for a while... it is a beautiful campsite right next to Glacier National Park. It's kind of below a little town called Hungry Horse. And for senior teen, churches all across Montana and a few from Idaho and I believe from Washington will come and travel and gather together for a week of just getting to know each other, for fun games and powerful, powerful times at the altar and at services. It is amazing time. I can point back to multiple moments in my life that have been forever changed because of Bible camp. I could tell you of a time when I went to Bible camp and I've never heard the voice of God before, and I could read about his love, but I never experienced the love of God until one time at an altar call, I ran up to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Lord actually wanted me to experience his love for the first time. And I remember sitting there, God, like, just speak to me, God, speak to me. And I remember hearing a voice in my heart said, Patrick, I love you so much. And it just wrecked me. And the cool thing was, what I heard was a sound like my own earthly father. I heard him say to me, Patrick, I love you so much. But I knew it was God. And the crazy and wild thing is my father was there at camp. And I remember I was just a mess because I was like, man, I am loved for who I am, no matter my failures, no matter my faults, but who I am. And I remember going to the snack shack after service, and my dad was there, and I was still a mess. And he's like, what's wrong? I was like, Dad, God said he loved me for the very first time. And I'm just like overwhelmed. It's so amazing. And I remember... my father grabbed me, hugged me, and said, well, Patrick, I love you too. And it was just like this crazy, like, oh, la. Thanks for finding that funny. But it's moments like that that forever changed me. Like, I can trust in God's love. I can tell you of another time where I was sitting on the right side of the tabernacle, just worshiping and praying and being God, saying, God, I am your servant. God, what do you want me to do with my life? And I could tell you that I saw pictures of being in front of youth students and speaking to them and preaching to them and seeing them get saved and set free and thinking, God, there's no way I could do that because I feel like the least of these. But hallelujah, God uses even the smallest thing to glorify himself. Amen. So camp is pretty neat, I got to say. It's pretty neat. This year, our speaker was this guy named Tim Bach. Growing up in camp once again, this guy, Tim Bach, would come as a worship leader with a band, and he had this cool, fancy hairdo, and he'd always be singing. So it was interesting to see him as a preacher or to see him as a speaker, and he did an amazing job. The worship team, just for you to hit up on Spotify, the worship team was this group called McKinney Dawson. They are incredible. They were a college group from Northwest that just became a band, and they've released an album. I think it's called Found. Not exactly sure, but you should look it up because it's a great, great music. And they led the worship times just so well, and with so much passion and just so much guiding from the Lord. It was beautiful. And so that just sets up the stage for God to encounter leaders and students in a powerful way. Amen. When I was telling the students that, like, hey, I want you to share your testimonies, I shared this verse with them in Revelation 12:11. It says, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. I love that first part. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Can I get an amen? Amen. Good job. Well, today, what I want to do is I just want to show you a couple videos of some of our students and their testimonies, and then just talk more about their story. Are you okay with that? Can you jive with that? Okay, good. Well, this first one we're going to listen to is from Nick. So if you want to hit that video, go and watch it.
Hi, guys. I'm Nick Alt. I am age 17, and I am currently, will be a junior at Bozeman High School. So camp was an amazing experience for me. I got to grow in my relationship with God, and I also got to grow in my relationship with my friends, who I like to call my camp family, in a way, because we were family, and we are family. So just the past couple of weeks and months before, senior teen, I've been struggling with guilt from a relationship, and it cost me huge amounts of anger on the inside, and then eventually it just surfaced its way to the outside and kind of gave people a negative vibe off of me. But so yeah, one night I repented my sins and I feel completely new. I feel like my life has a completely brand new slate and it's clean. I've also been struggling with depression. I've also been struggling with depression a lot, especially since my grandpa's death in November 2017. But there's also been a lot of other factors to it as well. But one night, I just asked the Holy Spirit that He would come into my life and get rid of my depression. And right now, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about my depression being gone, and it's awesome. So some of you guys may know this, especially close friends and family. But I've been called to the missions field since I was about 7 years old. It's been to Brazil, Mexico. Really, it's been to Chicago. I kind of got a vision from God one night, and he kind of just showed me like lost people, and like people just broken, just in the streets and on street corners and stuff. And so he kind of gave me a vision that. Kind of gave me a vision. He said, go and help these people to do work in my kingdom, which is really awesome. So yeah, I would just like to thank everybody who supported me financially and who's been praying for me throughout my new experience. And yeah, thank you guys.
Woohoo! We filmed that on Thursday morning, and literally like we were running away from a lawnmower that like would follow us, so sorry about that. It was so annoying, but so yeah, that was Nick's story. I love Nick because he's just very honest and very straight up, and that kid is completely different than the kid who came on Monday morning. What he talked about, just confessing sin and getting some stuff out of his life, it was like a light switch went off. Like by the second night when he just spent time with the Lord confessing things and repenting, and then we had the group pray for him, and I prayed for him, and he had his friends pray for him. Like Wednesday morning, he was just like full of life and so excited. It was really cool. Not gonna lie, I was like, man, this might be hard with Nick this week, but he was incredible. And I just love the way that the Lord works. With Nick, I was reminded of these two verses. In James 4:8, it says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. And this is something our students deal with a lot, is just being in the world and trying to be a Christian. And sometimes that last part, their loyalty is divided between God and the world. And camp is such a powerful thing because what it does is God pretty much like puts a line right in the sand of their heart, says, no, 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 who are you for? You cannot serve two masters. It's either me or nothing. And a lot of our students experience this where they just like, they just get everything off of them. They just confess of all their sin, and it's powerful. Sometimes it's not pretty or easy, but it's so, so powerful. I love also 1 John 1:9 says, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. And that's pretty much Nick's story. He was just cleansed, and it was just cool. And at the end, I don't know if you were able to hear clearly, but he has a call and missions on his life. And the Lord gave him a picture of broken people in streets and broken people in need, and Nick going to them and helping them do works for the kingdom of God, which is powerful, so powerful. Can I get an amen? Awesome. We're going to watch another one from Emerald, so go ahead.
Hi, my name is Emerald Christensen. I'm 15 years old, and I go to BHS. I'm going to be a sophomore this year. I went to senior teen camp, and let me tell you what, best week of my life. So, as many of you know, I was sexually abused as a young child. Due to this, my life had a number of obstacles, but I overcame them. I was depressed for an average of 2 years, but it mellowed out after youth convention, but it did not completely go away. It started sneaking back into my life when my sister moved out due to some of her own decisions. My emotions completely went out of whack, and I made the decision to drink with my friends the week after school got out. I made bad decisions that I've been carrying a lot of shame about. I also sinned sexually. This week at camp, though, I was freed of a number of things through my repentance of those sins. I was freed of my shame, mistakes, and worries. I still struggle not to dwell on my sister and her being gone. I was given very good advice, though, when I spoke to our speaker, Tim Bach. He told me that when someone wants to date me, I should say no, because I'm taken by Jesus, and that's the best relationship you can have. I learned a hard lesson about not needing a relationship to be happy. I'm also learning how to set firm boundaries, because I am God's daughter. He has a perfect plan for my life. He has restored me and redeemed me. I was baptized at camp, and through that, I let go of my old life, and my new life began. This life is a life with God at my side, always, and freedom found in Him. I am who He says I am, not who the world says I am. And I'm changed, and I will not let the devil control me, because he doesn't have the power. Thank you for all of your support and love and prayers, most of all.
We pray. I want this to be a moment tonight. God, to send me in your life. Amen. Just put all your past behind. Because of your profession of faith, we baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're buried with Christ. He's dead. You're raised with Christ.
Whew. Isn't that just great? Like I told you, I've been going to camp since I was 7. You can do the math. And this was the very first year we ever did baptisms. It was so powerful. We baptized, I think that night, there was 19 students baptized and one leader. It was just so cool. It was so cool. And then after that, what we just did is we just worshiped. We just worshiped until the band couldn't sing no more. It was so beautiful. The leader who got baptized, she's been going to camp a long time like I have, and she's a parent now with a few boys, and she, right before she got baptized, she went up and she kind of told her story, and it was just so amazing how camp was one of the things that saved her life, how camp is one of the things that saved and set free her kids, how camp has was one a place where her kids were called into ministry, like all this stuff, and it was this beautiful story, and then she got baptized. It was so good. Everyone say, yeah. it was just really a really powerful time. And so we all get to stand in faith and stand with those who tell their testimonies. Amen. So like encouraging Nick in his call to the missions and standing with Emerald as she lives her true identity that is a daughter of God. Amen. And I hope that you can be encouraged by these stories too, that if you struggle with something like this too, know there's freedom. Say freedom. Good job. That night we, like I said, we did baptisms and then we ended with worship and just so much worship. And then the speaker got up there and he had us break up into our youth groups and just discuss and talk about this one question. And this is the question. What has God been daring you to do at camp that will impact your city, school, and your church? And it was really cool because the students took a couple minutes to think about and pray about it. And then we circled up and I asked them, okay, guys, like, What is God daring you or has been daring you at camp to do back at home that will impact your city, school, and church? And church, let me tell you, we have some crazy awesome students. Some of them shared about how they, like, in the past, they just haven't been bold enough with their faith and that they want to go home and tell people about Jesus. We had some students talk about how they just want to pray for more people. They just want to pray for people. And it was just on like this, every student, I think almost every student shared, just like, I just want to be more bold in my faith. Like, I've had opportunities to tell people about Jesus, but I didn't, and I want to go do that now. And isn't that just remarkable? That's so good. We have one more, if you're cool. Everyone say cool. This is from Mackenzie. Mackenzie is delightful and wonderful, but she talks a little fast. So if you miss a few things, it's fine. Okay? Go ahead, hit that video.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Sears. I'm 14. I'm going into ninth grade, and I'm from Heritage Christian School. And this is my camp experience, which was absolutely amazing. When we got there the first night, it just kind of, after the service, I honestly felt a little depressed and a little confused. I didn't really hear anything from God, and I was like really expecting a supernatural, like, bang, and then everything happens and life just kind of folds out for me, and it didn't happen. So I was a little confused, and I was just kind of in this place of, I'd hear something and then I'd be like triple checking, like, is this from you? Is this from you, God? Is this from you, God? And finally, I just kind of heard him say, when you're ready, I'll speak to you. And I was like, okay. And then during one of our youth connections, Patrick had us write two questions. And the question that really got to me was, God, what do you want to do in my life today? And I wasn't really sure what he was going to answer, considering he was like, when you're ready, I shall tell you. And I was like, I don't know if I'm ready yet, apparently. But I just kind of put my marker on the page, and this is what came out. Today, I want to reveal myself to you. I truly am you, and you have asked me since age 5, who are you? You have said, I want to see you, and today you shall. You have often been confused in the balance of a loving and a wrathful God, but no longer. Today I want you to see who I truly am. And I was kind of like expecting a clap of thunder or something, and nothing happened, and I was like, okay. And so I went back to my room, and I was kind of just sitting there by myself. I decided I was going to draw a bit, and again, I just put my marker on the page, and I started writing, and this is kind of what happened. Mackenzie, I promise to reveal myself to you today. So this is me. I am Ashley's kindness and patience. I am Hannah's love. I am Caitlin's perseverance. I am Talia's lovely voice. I am Kayla's determination. I am Kayana's laugh. I am Emerald's confidence. I am your joy. I put the stars in the sky and named you all. I gave each of you a quality of mine and how you see me in the goodness you've always saw in the world. And I was just like, okay, that's really cool. And later that night during the evening service, I was worshiping and I just kind of looked over and there was this very pretty girl beside me. And I just kind of said to myself, oh, she's pretty. And I keep worshiping and I just hear God say, yeah, but she needs to know that. And I just kind of froze and I was like, oh God, please not me. Go bother someone else. Go give this one to someone else. But no, I started feeling absolutely sick to my stomach, and I knew that this was something I had to do. But I kind of kept making excuses for myself all during worship, kind of like, oh, worship's almost over. I don't want to be talking to her. And then it ends, oh, she looks pretty deep in worship. And I just kind of kept making excuses. But my stomach kept feeling worse and worse until I felt like I was going to throw up. And finally, when I did kind of go to talk to her, the worship service ended and we were all dismissed back to our seats. And I was like, oh shoot. And so I just started writing again and I wrote out this message and signed it to Pretty Helena Girl because she had a blue wristband, which meant she was from Helena. And I remember I had seen her. I saw her and I was ready to go. Once the altar call would come up, I would deliver my message and then run and see what God does with it. I had it all planned out. And I remember for the altar call, Tim Bott said something along the lines of, youth leaders, if there's any kids that you want to bring up to help for prayer, please do. And Patrick looked at me and I was like, no, I have a mission. I have a mission. But no, I ended up going up with him anyway. And I prayed for a few people and it was really, really good. And I kept seeing her and then someone would come up to me and she would disappear. And I'd be like, dang it, I need to do this. I'm going to throw up eventually. And finally, when no one else was around, I was running around looking for her and I couldn't find her. And I kind of just started asking people, hi, have you seen a pretty Helena girl anywhere? And at that point, I kind of thought I was insane or something. But no, I found her and I gave her the message and I'm like, hi, I'm a stranger, but I have a message from the Lord, so it's okay. And then she just kind of looked at me and she took it and I walked away and went back to my seat. And she walked up to me later and she was like, wow, that was so powerful. I just can't believe it. And we started talking and apparently that was just what she needed to hear, because even though she was beautiful on the outside and inside, she had a really hard time knowing that. She had been bullied about her appearance and it was just a lot of similar stuff that I've went through. And I was just so awestruck. And I showed her a verse that I had flipped to in my Bible that day. That was Song of Psalms 4:7. You are altogether beautiful, my darling, beautiful in every way. And I showed that to her and I had written it on my hand. That way I wouldn't forget it. And she happened to have the exact same verse on her hand. I just want to thank everyone so much for supporting us and for praying for us while we were at Senior Teen, and have a good church.
Oh man. Isn't she the sweetest? My goodness. I just die when I'm around Mackenzie. I'm like, Mackenzie, you're too sweet. But how awesome is that? It's really cool. That night was, I think, Thursday night, and we were praying for the baptisms of the Holy Spirit and miracles and healing and stuff like that for students. And I remember, Tim Bogg asked, like, hey, leaders, go to the side to pray for students. And if you have a youth student that is, like, you feel that should be praying with you, just grab them. And literally, like, when I was looking down, and right when I looked up, Mackenzie was already looking back at me, and, like, I'm ready. I was like, you. And it was really powerful. But then right when we got to the line, and we were standing next to each other, she's like, hey, real quick, before we start praying, I'm like, yeah, what's up? She's like, do you know a pretty Helena girl? And I was like, what? She's like, and she told me the story. She's like, I have to find this pretty Helena girl. I was like, don't have a clue. Sorry. Hopefully we find her. But that night we were lined up, and this is a story that I would like to share with you. We were lined up, and so Mackenzie was next to me, and we were waiting for students to come up to us for prayer. And we were mostly just focused on praying for baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Mackenzie had like 3 or 4 people come up to her, and I was like, well, that's cool. No. But what happened is this student, a girl walked up to me, and we'll just call her Jess for this story. And the cool thing about this is, pause for a second, standing there praying for students, a girl named Jess walks up to me. That's all you need to know for now, okay? Say, pause. Junior teen camp, the one we're about to go to, what they do is the students all come from across the state again, and then on Tuesday they get took from their youth groups and put into what's called fellowship families. And then for the rest of the week, they play games together and they're trying to win a big prize at the end of the week. And so in the fellowship families, you usually have like 20 to 25 students. And they could be like maybe 1 or 2 from your group or from like Libby or, you know, from someplace in Idaho. You've never met them before. And they usually have 2 leaders, a guy leader and a girl leader. And so since it's fellowship families, they are called mom and dad. Everyone say, oh. Okay. So last year, my wonderful wife and I, we got to be mom and dad. It was really cute. We were married for less than a few months, and we already had 22 kids. It was great. But within our group, like I said, we meet a bunch of students, and you have a Bible study together, and then you just play games all day. It's actually one of the most stressful things of my life, because you have to run across camp trying to win. It's awful, but it's great. But the cool thing was, is within our Bible study time, we usually play an activity, and there was this girl, her name was Jess, and she was really sweet, really kind, and I remember we played Red Rover. Yep. And so we were like, I was holding one of the boys' hands, and I was like, Red Rover, send Jess right over, or Jess, right on over. And at the last second, I don't know what happened, but we lifted our arms and we caught her right in the top of the chest and smacked her to the ground. And she did one of those like, and like couldn't breathe for a few minutes. And I was like, great, we just killed one of our students. Awesome. And literally, like, junior teen camp, like, if a leader doesn't go down at some point, one of the students will go down with, like, some injury. So send your kids to camp. Anyways, so that was Jess. Knocked her on the ground. Like, prayed for her. She was fine. She was fine. Come back to this year. Standing, this girl named Jess walks up to me. She's like, hey. She's like, hi, Dad. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's really weird because the kids always call you dad for the rest of your life. It's beautiful. She comes up, she's like, hey, dad. I'm like, hey, what's up? How are you doing? She's like, great. She's like, hey, do you remember last year I was in your family? I'm like, I totally, dude. Yeah. I was thinking of other things. She's like, yeah, remember that one time we played Red Rover and you almost killed me? Yeah. Usually she's like, oh, that was amazing. But anyway, so hadn't seen this girl since last year, comes up to me, tells me that funny story, and then just breaks down. And she begins to tell me about this story about her family and just a crazy situation that's happening in her family, and where her family doesn't have much, they don't feel they can trust people outside of their family to talk with and to ask prayer with just because of some weird situations. And she's like, I've been holding all this in with no one to talk to. And I saw you this week, and I felt like I can trust him because he was my dad from last year. And we were able to talk about it, and I was able to pray for her and just break some stuff off. And we spent probably the most of the evening just talking and praying about her family situation. And it just floored me. Like, I met this girl for a week last year, was in her family, and she couldn't tell anyone else some of the struggles she was going through, and she needed help, and she was able to come to her dad from last year. Isn't that cool how God works? It just wrecks me to think about how he is so sovereign, and he's so thoughtful and so wise. It was cool because later that week, she just could not stop smiling, and it was just wonderful. And so camp is a powerful, powerful time. What I want to do, just to end this time together, is I want to just challenge you with this question. So if you have something to write with, I just ask you to grab something to write with real quick. And I want you to ponder this question with the Lord. It's the same question that we got challenged on the last night of camp. But I'm going to change it just a little bit. I'll say it a few times. So this is the question I want you to write down. And we're just going to take literally a minute just to pray and think about it. What is something God has been daring you to do that will impact the world around you? Once again, what is something God has been daring you to do that will impact the world around you? What is something God has been daring you to do that will impact the world around you? This is what's this question is on the hearts and the minds of our students who just got back from senior teen. And I want us all to be together in this. And so we're just going to take a minute, and I want you to ask the Lord and ponder. And if he gives you something, write it down. So we're just going to take a second in this moment. just going to take a few more moments. What is something God has been daring you to do that will impact the world around you? Does somebody have anything you feel like the Lord has been like daring you to do? This is what I want us to do. I'm going to pray for us. But like, we don't have time to share if like you feel like the Lord is leading you something, but this is what I'd like you to do. We're going to get super modern for a second. I want you to go to Facebook or Instagram or whatever your social media outlet is. And I want you to go hashtag Camp Dare and tell us what it is. Okay. Hashtag. If you don't know what it is, ask like your grandson or excuse me, your children or a friend. You guys are funny. But I'd love to hear what like you feel like the Lord has been daring you to do that will impact the world around you. So if you have that list, just hold it up. I'm going to pray for you. And then we have one more video to watch. So hold up your list, whatever it is, and let's pray. So Father God, you've been asking us, calling us out, daring us to move or to do something in a powerful way. God, right now we recognize that we can't do it without you. So God, we ask for your help. We ask that you'd empower us and help us to do with what you're calling us to do, God. Help us to be obedient to what you're calling us to do, God. Lord, I thank you that you want to touch the world around us. God, you want to touch this community. You want to touch this city. So, Father God, I just pray that we would be risky in our faith, we'd be bold in our faith, and we'd step out, God. So give us your power. Lead us by your Spirit, God. We need you, and I believe there's people on these lists, or there's things that you need us to do, God, in a powerful way. So we need you to do it. So God, we thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God, I love you. Thank you so much for listening to some crazy stories and all that stuff. As we close, we just have a quick video about who's coming to dinner, which we're going to be doing in the weeks to come. And before you leave today, please sign up for who's coming to dinner at the Info Hub. And also, if you'd like to help out with our volunteer for Jackie's funeral, please just sign up at the Info Hub. So go ahead and check out this video real quick.
I am so excited. I do not know who's coming for dinner tonight. This is our first Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at Bozeman Christian Center. As we grow, we want to have opportunity to connect with one another. And this is just one of those ways that we can do that. Today is the very last day that you can sign up for it. Hold on one second. I got to check my dinner. Oh my goodness. I think it's going to be incredible. I'm so excited. Everything is perfect. This amazing night is going to happen on August 5th at 6 p.m. And houses everywhere are going to be cooking dinner. And someone at some point we'll ring the doorbell, and then we'll find out who's coming to dinner. I have no idea who's coming to dinner at my house tonight. There's my first guest now. Let's go see who it is. I'm so excited. Hello.
Hello, I'm Bat Phil, and I'm here for dinner.
Welcome, come in.
Thank you. Just remember, always be yourself. Unless you can be Bat Phil, then be Bat Phil. Kapow.
Bat Phil! And on that note, go sign up for who's coming to dinner. And also, if you'd like to volunteer, we love you guys. Let me pray for you, and then you'll be dismissed. So, Jesus, I just thank you for this church. I thank you that you're just so good. Your grace and your mercy abounds in our greatest time of need, God. So, Lord, I pray you'd be with your people as they leave today. God, I pray you would empower them to be doers of your word, and also whatever you're daring them to do, God, I pray they'd step out in faith in a powerful way, God. God, we're excited for the stories and the more testimonies we're going to hear. God, be with us today as we spend time with family and friends. And God, help Pastor Patrick and his wife at Junior Teen Camp. Let them survive the week. We praise your name in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Love you. You're dismissed. We'll see you guys later.